We are joined by Joe Casey, head basketball coach at North Reading High School. And Joe, tell us about this season. How's it gone so far for you guys?
Well, you know, obviously we're happy where we are at the moment. We're 5-1. But, you know, we're still in the process, quite frankly, of trying to find our identity. You know, we're struggling through an early season full of injuries. We've had a lot of very close games, which, you know, for the most part, we've grinded out and won, which is a good sign for us. We've got a got an interesting combination of kids that are coming back from a very successful team last year, coupled with a lot of young kids who are playing varsity for the first time. Like I said, at this point of the year, we're very, very happy, but we still think that our best basketball lies ahead for us over the next 6 weeks.
Now, you lost two key players off of last year's team. Tell me about those two.
Yeah, we lost our two leading scorers, Justin Dorosh and Adam Goldstein, both all-league players last year. Both of them averaged about 16 points a game. They were really the cornerstone of our program over the last couple of years. So losing them and replacing them has been sort of, replace them by committee. You know, we've got a couple of kids that are, you know, averaging, you know, about 9-10 points of game. We do not have a big time scorer at this point of our season, but what we're doing it a lot by committee.
Now, injuries are also a factor for you this year, so give us a little update on that, and there'll be a name from the football team that a lot of folks might recognize.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we came into the season, our point guard, Anthony Eldridge, who is a returning captain for us, three-year varsity player, started as a sophomore, was coming off a very bad concussion over the summertime that he got at the end of August. He really just came back right at the beginning of our season, really, really early December. And he's since had he got knocked around a little bit at the Ipswich game last week. So we're going day to day with him and playing it safe, obviously, and making sure that he's okay. Another kid that has not played for us at all this year that we expect back hopefully next week is Matt McCarthy. Again, he's a returning varsity kid. Matt was an All-Scholastic running back for the league champion football team over the past fall. Kid that we expect to give us toughness, athleticism, and really leadership. And the kid's a winner. Anyone who saw him play football this past season, he brings that mentality onto the basketball court. So we're really looking forward to getting him back. The last Ipswich game, our leading scorer, senior Anthony Maldonado, rolled an ankle. It's not serious, but we don't expect to have him for our Manchester game Friday. Every high school coach goes through this during the season. You know, it's a matter of, you know, like, to use a Bill Belichick line, it's a matter of the next man up. And that's why we carry 14, 15 kids in our roster, because these things inevitably are going to come up over the course of the season.
Yeah, everybody deals with it. It sounds like you're dealing with quite a bit of it, though, to be quite honest with you. Well, how about a little thumbnail sketch of the key players that you're counting on, let's say Friday in Manchester?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really starts with one of our guards, senior Mike McCauley. You know, Mike's really our floor leader. Him and Anthony Eldridge, our starting guard, point guard, they form a pretty good backcourt for us. McCauley is a gamer, for lack of a better term. Mike was the kid that was not afraid to take a three-pointer with 15 seconds left over at Ipswich the other night to give us the lead. He's the kid who likes the big shot. He's not afraid to take it. Those two are really our backbone. We also depend a lot on our senior center, Bobby O'Donnell. Bobby's averaging about 14, 15 rebounds a game. Again, he's another key component of that successful football team. That he brings that mentality onto the basketball court. Our first game up in Newburyport, he had 26 rebounds, and it was legit. We went back and watched the tape, and he adds a toughness that we need. And so those are really our three kids. But again, we've got a lot of kids. We play about 9 or 10 kids, sort of interchangeable, which is good and bad. I never know which kid is going to step up for us. But at the same time, sometimes we're still searching for that consistency that we haven't found yet.
Joe, finally, anything unique about this team? Any personality about it, or have you gone through any kind of obstacle this year that's maybe a little unique?
Not at all. A lot of these kids are coming off of the successful year we had last year. This senior class in particular, great personality. They're loose. They're fun to be around. You know, I was just telling someone this the other day. I have an 8-year-old son that likes to come to practices and likes to go to games. Absolutely looks up to these kids like they're his old, they're older brothers. They're wonderful to him. They're just great kids. They're winners. They're good citizens in school. So thankfully, knock on wood, I have not had to deal with any sort of off the court distractions, you know, and so that bodes well for, you know, hopefully the rest of the season.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck to you the rest of the way. We'll be in touch with you soon. But that's Joe Casey, head basketball coach at North Reading High School.
Terrific. Thank you.
And I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.